Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lunishvas Arm Yaakov Shom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Dafayin Gimel in the Agatas of Rav Bachano in the third Maimer of this Gemara. The Gemara starts three lines from the bottom. The Gemara says the following: Omar Rabbo, referring to Rav Bachano, L'didi Chazili Hurmin Barlilis. I see this shade. Ki Karoit Akufio De Shuro De Mechoizo. It's running on the walls of Mechoizo. There's a horseman, someone riding a horse. And the horse is running, but still the shade is running faster than the horse. Once this shade was riding two mules. The kaimen, we're going out to Hadafa and Gimel with base, atre gishre de ragoinag. The two mules were staying on two sides of this river. The shovar mehai lehai umehai lehai is jumping from one peridot to another peridot, from one mule to another mule. Vinogit tri mazgi decham biyodin is holding two cups of wine in his hand. Umoirik lehai mehai lehai umehai lehai, and he was pouring the wine from one cup to another cup. V'lo not v'nitifus lahar, now one drop fell to the ground. It was a day of a storm and the water was going up and going down. The king of the Shadim heard about him, and they killed the Shade. Again, we have here a gato that Alpono, based on the Pshat, doesn't make any sense. What's exactly the story? So here we still have the Vilna Goyen explain to us the Ma'amorim, and he says the following. As mentioned before, we're speaking about the koichos, the powers of the Yetzirah. The first two powers we spoke about in the first two Ma'amorim was one how the Yetzirah was trying to break the person, and the second was the koich ha'gaiva of the Yetzirah. Now we're speaking about the zrizus of the Yetzirah, how the Yetzirah has the interest in running very, very quickly. And as Ramos Shapir explains, we're talking about the idea of pochas kamayim. When you have a Yetzirah, he makes someone go without thinking, going very quickly. So explain the Vilna Goyen. The Maimer starts with the fact that you have a Hur Min Bar Lilis. We have here a Shade. What's the idea that we talk here about a Shade? So as the Rashbam points out, referring here to the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that the Gemara wants to tell us that the way a human being looks like, there's two halves to a human being. The top half of the human being, that's where he has the Seichel. That's where he has the heart. That's where you see clearly that he has Etzelem Elokim. But the bottom half of the human person, human being, is where he has the koichas of the Yetzirah. That's where the taivo. That's what comes out the fact he wants to eat. That's the fact all the koichas of the nefesh come from the bottom part of the body. So explains the Gro. Really, the human being is made out of two parts: a part which is up there, which is koidish, that's the neshama; a part in the bottom, which is the guf, that's choyel. The avoid of the person is to elevate the food and make that kaddish as well. But what the Yetzirah is trying to do is do the opposite, is to mashpia the koichas aguf up to the part which is kaddish. So he says, Hurm is barely liso. What this Gemara is talking about, or the intention of the Yetzirah to create a Rasha who's completely Hurm is completely koichas aguf. That's the people that use the kaddish as a kli for the guf. All they want to do is gaiva. All they want to do, they want to use their Torah for their own purpose. And says the Vilna Goyen, that's what it means, shur de mechoizo, because they are the sons of the mechachomi of mechoizo. They're using the Torah for their own enjoyment. So after we see this akadoma, so what is the Goyen telling us? This Hormuz refers to our Rosh, what the Yitzhara wants to be created by a person. He's someone here who is empowered by koich hasara. When you compare him to the parash, who's the parash? Who's the one riding a horse? That is the tzaddikim. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Al tischare esasusim refers to the avos hakedoshim sherotzu lefonek esusim. They ran in front of me like a horse. What is this maimer telling us? And here comes a big yesod of the Vilna Goyen. It says you have here the shade represents the bad people, and you have here the horse represents the tzaddikim. Who runs faster? The Rishoyim run faster. Why is that so? Zok de Vilna Goyen, when a person does Lishmo, he does Lashem Shamayim, he has less of an ambition, less of enthusiasm to do it. Naturally, the Gedusha is not part of the Adam. He needs to force himself. He has to work at himself to do something with excitement. But the Rishus, the Rishayim, they are super excited. They're super enthusiastic. They have all the power of running. A person has to go and use the koiches of the Rishayim, that power, and learn from them for also for him to be running with all his might like the Rishayim do. And here in the Sefer Nechusa Yoma, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal connects to here what's brought down in the Sefer HaZohar, that the Yetzer Hara, every person, you need it to cause someone to have taiva, to have the cheshek. Chazal and Sefer HaZohar say the Yetzer Hara lo sidlova won't be misbatel. Why? Because you need it for chamidu d'oraisa. The Yetzer Hara will be converted to be used in for the excitement in Torah, for the gishmakai that you have in Torah. The Yitzhar is the one who gives the time, the taste, the enjoyment, the push to run after things. Usually it's being used for bad. But the idea that lusted love is to take it and convert it to good. So this is what the Maimon says over here. You have the shade, which means the one that the shade overcame him, he's completely bad. He's running faster than the horses. He's running faster than tzaddikim. His cheshek to do bad is greater than the cheshek of the tzaddikim to do good. So that is the first part of the Maimer. Now comes the second part. In the second part it says that this shade is jumping from one mule to another mule with two cups of wine. What does that mean? So the Vilna Gaon explains like this. There is two parts of the Adam. The bottom part and the top part. The bottom part, you have two Yitzharos. The Yitzhar of Taiva and Yitzhar of Kino. Person is, he has a Taiva, he wants to come and enjoy something. And Kino is jealous of somebody else. These are the two lower Yitzharas. Above that, there's a higher Yitzhara, which is called the Yitzhara of Covet. That's the Yitzhara of someone running to use whatever he has to get covet for himself. Now here, when you look at the Lashon HaGra, it's not so clear. How is he referring to these two mules? The Beposheb Shaf and the Lashon HaGra in Mashma, the one mule is the lower part, which has the two Yitzharas, and the other mule is the higher part. Says the Maimer over here that this shade is jumping from one to another back and forth. The shade is going from Taiva to Kovan, from Kovan to Taiva, which means he's using both Yetzer Haris together. And that's what brings the Adam to the highest level of Rishus, the Taiva and the Kovan together. And again, we just mentioned that the two mules and the waves jumping, which Yetzer Hara each mule represents, is not 100% clear. In Divrei HaGra, and Rav Moshe Nishurim also did not go so much in detail to explain this. Continues the Gra and says, it says over here in the Maimer, that day the water was going up and coming down. It says that's referring to the day when a person is Nifter, when he goes up to Shemayim. His guf stays down here, his neshama goes up to Shemayim. Ad shamu b'malko v'katlu, what does that mean? That then comes Yom HaDin of the Adam, and they kill, he gets punished for what he's doing. Says the Vilna Gaon, the entire life of a person is Midas Adin and Mikatregis. They don't listen so much to Midas Adin until you come to the day of death. The day of death, each person needs to stand in front of Midas Adin and go through everything that went through his life. And then he will pay back for everything that he did wrong. So concludes the Vilna Gaon and says, this Maimer, this third Maimer, is referring to the Taiva and Kovid that work together. A person is using his higher level, his higher part of his body, which is the Toyo, which is the Neshama, that's the power of Kavod. He's using that for bad. And which instrument he's using? The Koyach HaTaiva, which pushes him to go forward. And concludes the Vilna Gaon and says, and this is where we're standing right now. We come to speak about the Koyach HaSara, the Koyach HaSara, what's called Toyo. What is the Koyach HaSara? We start with the fact that Koyach HaSara is coming to destroy a human being. Coming to destroy Am Yisrael, you need the shameless to come and save a person from that. Then comes the second point, which is the gaiva that a person goes up to Shemayim, to the stars, and he feels that he's so great. And then comes the third point, which is a combination of taiva and kavod that a person is using everything he has with koyach taiva. And once again, we're just touching here a little bit in Divrei HaGaon and the Pirush of Rav Moshe Shapira on it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.